Greetings, children of the solstice. Gather around the cauldron for another episode of Good Witch, Bad Witch. Which witch are you?
Welcome, Coven, to the first of a two-part episode series about pleasure and pain. No, not in the spanky way. Not a long or shout dissent at the witches as they vent about pet peeves that are a pain. Then they'll sprinkle in a multitude of simple pleasures. And now, Shelley, Lisa, and Daryl.
Hey, witches.
Hey.
It is Witchy Wednesday. You are welcome and welcome to the show. It is a podcast with a salty witch and a sweet witch and a man witch. I am your good witch, Shelley Majors. Hi, Dolly Ho. My best friend, Lisa Brown, Pavich, Brown Palace.
Brown Palace, Pavich.
It's just Lisa Brown. She is the bad witch.
Is she the salty one?
Yes.
Okay, good. I was a little worried. I'm like,
I'm the sneezy one. I'm going to sneeze. That's why I'm holding my finger.
She's like, to my nose. If
you,
right
got, now. If you got Patreon, I'm like, what is she doing?
I'm like, am trying to weird. Keep myself from sneezing during Shelley's monologue.
She okay. looks like when she had the accident walking Fiona and she had a bloody Hitler mustache. That's what she looks
or
like.
Or I am a spy. Do, do, do,
do, do, do. She looks like a cut rate spy. Yeah. Yes, in disguise, with her finger under her nose because she has allergies. But that's our bad witch.
Hi.
And then her husband, the man witch, is Daryl Brown to my left.
That's me, and it's with two N's still.
Yeah, hasn't changed.
Yep, that's part of his charm.
I love about it. Yeah.
That's part of his charm.
I love it. Man witch.
So welcome, everybody, to the Good Witch, Bad Witch podcast. I have to tell you, there has been such a 2025 shitstorm of grossness and sadness and grief and uncertainty. And it's just been a poo-poo stacked on top of a poo-poo that I barfed on and then pooped on it again.
Oh,
it's terrible.
I'm turned on.
There's so many bodily functions. So that's why for our intro this week, we finally started getting some good news, and I want to share some good news with everybody, and then you guys can tell your story as well, because there's, you guys, this is the finale, I think. But the happy story from last month for me, so I've been doing events at the tea shop at Babes in Golden, and I threw my first party that I booked. So I booked it, and then I got to work it. And the whole family was so lovely. This woman was having her first baby, a little boy, and it's decorated so darling. And just all the logistics of all of that. You're juggling fire a little bit to make sure that these people, you work really hard to make it look easy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, they had a lovely, lovely time. We hugged at the end. I really enjoyed it. Like, I was glowing the day after from their event, these strangers.
Aww.
And I hope that they felt the same. I followed up. Well, I'll let you know.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, I'm also doing, like you, so Lisa sat in with me today on a spiel about the funeral and life insurance stuff. And so that's picking up too. I met these really lovely people yesterday at a funeral home in Arvada on 69th and Webster that I will be selling stuff through them and through this other guy I know in Wyoming. And it's funny because they're both like planning a wedding in a way, planning a funeral and planning a baby shower. But I'm like, I'm kind of like, I'm with people in the best of times and the worst of times, right? So anyway, my deal was I kind of have a bottle of champagne in one hand and a death sickle in the other, or maybe like a baby rattle. And then I don't know, an hourglass in the other. Yes. Yes. So it's all the things. So I get to be with people and help them through the best and worst times of their life. And hopefully that's balanced for me. And hopefully I'm helping people. But anyway, I really enjoyed that baby shower. And I talk to people every day about bridal showers and baby showers, but to actually see it in, you know,
full-fledged,
and put a name to the face, and you know, they're spending a bunch of money, and they're nervous. You know, they've never maybe been married before. They're not like me, or never had a baby before, and it's really
like
really
me.
Fun. Exactly. Yeah, they need me and you to teach them how to be married and how to have kids.
Yep.
But you got, never mind.
Okay.
Lisa goes, what am I, death?
No, listening to Shelley and her mentor talk about the funeral stuff, it was really interesting. And it's like, you're planning the best party you never get to go to.
Right.
And stuff. Yeah. But, so that was kind of weird and funny. But really, on a serious note of that, you should definitely, if you guys haven't thought about pre-planning your funeral expenses and you like your family at all, you should actually talk to Shelley about it, because it was really interesting. It's not as expensive as I thought it was going to be. And it's really something that you should do for your family if you have the means to do it.
Yeah, out of respect for your family, because that's the worst time in it's going to be the worst time in their lives.
Uh-huh.
If they could spend more time
grieving.
Being able to grieve over the loss of you,
yeah.
and not have to spend time worrying about how they're going to get this put together.
Exactly.
And, you know, they did this thing today, guys. I didn't even hear it, but I've been thinking about this quite a bit with my own uncle and stuff. And I've been trying to explain to him. He doesn't understand, like, why do me and Lisa have life insurance? Why do mm-hmm. we do this? I'm like, because tomorrow's not always given.
Yeah,
you right. know. So, for me to be able to relieve my kids of having any kind of worry, all they got to do is say, "Okay, let's crack a beer for Dad." This, you know, that'd be great. You know,
well, it's beautiful.
And I'm not trying to give Shelley a plug, but I am. But the thing is that if you do it now, or even younger than we are now, like in your 50s or 40s or even 30s, the less you have to pay over, and you get more of the time to do it. You know. So you could be anywhere from $20, $40, $50 a month, and you have that guaranteed for your family. And I just thought it was such a good idea. So just think about it. If you are thinking about it, contact her for
Please do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm on the socials. Ginger Snap Pumpkin Jane. But, you know, my parents did that for us, and we didn't really understand it because nobody ever talks about it.
No.
And even if you have all the money in the world, it's not just that security of, okay, now I don't have to worry about coming up with $5,000, $10,000, $12,000 mm-hmm. right now, but I know their wishes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know what mm-hmm. they wanted to do, where they wanted to be. We didn't have to fight. We didn't have to guess.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And that's really beautiful. So that could all be spelled out. And what I learned from this new industry is if there's stuff left over, if you're paying for 10 years and it's accruing all this interest or whatever, you can say, oh, there's $25,000 or $2,500 left over at the end. Why don't you guys throw a party? Or my kids can go on a trip. Or here's a place to spread my ashes. Or you can make my ashes into jewelry.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
whatever. And it really, for, I sound like Sally Struthers, for pennies a day.
You need to have like a baby you're holding with flies exactly. flying around its head.
Oh. Little Sarah McLachlan, for pennies a day. You can make such a difference. But in any case, put that, there's no time like the present. It's
yes.
really affordable, and it's just such a gift to the people you leave behind.
And they lock you in at today's prices as opposed to what it's going to be
when you're 60, 70, 80.
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah,
cool.
yeah. So, and it doubles quite a bit.
Yeah.
Anyway, so
can I ask you a question,
yes,
Shel?
Please.
I mean, it's a personal question, but
yeah.
I was your mother cremated?
Both of my parents were.
I knew your dad was
because
Oh, did she go out there too?
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
cool. That's what I was going to ask. Yes.
But those questions were in her mind and in our conversations up until like the last week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, because she has family in Haxton.
Yeah.
People like
yeah.
family
that's
plots
what I was
buried
wondering.
All over, and you just got to make those plans because
yeah.
people
did
don't
you
know.
Personally keep any of her ashes for yourself or
no? That's and again, this is good to have these conversations because. You know, like Lisa might want to be a tree and some people might want to be in a turtle encasing.
Yeah, drop down in the ocean.
Yeah, or kept intact. And my mom's thing was she wanted to be kept intact.
Okay.
She goes, I do not care if I'm in a paint can in the garage.
Oh.
I don't care where you put me or in what. I just want all my goods to be together. She
okay.
goes, I don't want my eyeballs over here and my toenails
wow.
over here.
And that's the end, your mother was still a damn comedian.
Yes.
I swear to God.
But that's
that awesome.
Funny. What's
well,
important
at
to
the point, you
sure.
shouldn't give two shits. But yeah.
Well, and that's the least important thing to me.
Right.
You know, which is, I'm not saying hers is not
no,
valid.
We're all different.
But we are all different. And that's really interesting to know that,
yes.
you know, everybody does have different. different stuff. That I is, don't know yeah. about my parents, what they want.
No. And so, I was learning from the funeral people that I met yesterday at this Arvada funeral home. They're full service. They do transport. They take the thing to the crematorium mm-hmm. or have you buried in a certain way where you wish. But one of them was like, they were only 35 and he was kind of running the show at his family's business. And he's like, I don't care because I'll be dead.
Yeah.
But he's like, I think I have so many friends and family around the country that would want to see me one last time. Mm-hmm. And people are kind of losing track of that closure aspect, perhaps. And the older generations, I think, want to see a physical body mm-hmm. sometimes.
They do.
And as part of the ritual.
It's kind of weird how that is a thing. Yeah.
Yes. And he wanted to get embalmed for them for a viewing. And then cremated.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you can do all of those things. Mm-hmm. You can do all of those things.
Yeah.
I remember my dad was very interested in being put in the USS Arizona in Oahu. That was sunk after Pearl Harbor and all that. And, you know, it ended up Fort Logan was perfect for both of my parents.
Yeah.
My mom didn't want to do that for a long time because they would have on one side of the gravestone, James Majors, Chief Petty Officer, and then on the back, his wife. And maybe.
Oh, yeah, they do weird stuff.
Yes,
yeah,
but now they're a little bit more progressive. Mm-hmm. Her name is on there. We got to choose the sentiment.
Nice, that's awesome.
And the dates.
She's
and
not all of that. In the back. And over here.
Yeah, yeah. They're really together, and that's what felt right and important to her.
I don't know if they did that, like, I mean, if it's a new thing, the whole, like you say, embalming, and then they cremate you. Because that's how my friend Pam was. Mm-hmm. They had her physical body at her viewing or whatever, her funeral or this and that. I snuck in because she was a big sports fan. So I snuck in a Avalanche hockey puck and I put it in her casket.
Yes.
And then I didn't know she was going to be cremated. And so her husband, Brian, goes, I go, God, I didn't know she was being cremated. He goes, no, D, I got the hockey puck. Good. He goes, it's on a mantle. He goes, but that was very cool of you to sneak that in there.
Yeah. And it's all about the living. It felt good to you. It felt good to him.
Yeah.
I'd like to be embalmed and standing in the corner at the festivities with a sign that says welcome and have people just freak the fuck out. Like, they're like, double take and just like, is that really her?
No, Lisa, you have a sign, pedicures this much.
No, that's probably what killed me.
How did you die? Yeah,
exactly.
No, that's funny. Oh, my God.
Okay, not funny at all. But hopefully you live much, much longer than Fiona, but she's going to be taxidermied in your arms as well.
Absolutely.
Oh, God.
Yeah, perfect. Hey, welcome in.
And then she'll be at the foyer at the house here. I'll be like, hey, guys.
Hopefully me and Fiona will go together because I can't imagine my life without her.
Let's not talk about stuff like that. Okay,
let's talk about care of your shit for your family.
Yeah, definitely.
It's not as scary as it sounds.
And before that, go to Babe's Tea Room and have good yummies.
Exactly. Gummy,
So that's the good times.
I've got a death sickle in one hand and a teapot in the other. I'll celebrate the best and worst of times.
I'm going to make a new cartoon of you.
Well, you know how they have those hilarious people that do the different things where their face is Chili's all...
Yes.
Yeah. That'd be awesome.
Yes. I usher in life and I send it right the fuck out.
Man. Can I lighten the... Bring it back up to the spirits? Guys, my thing in my life that I loved and just brought so much joy to me that I was able, though, that all three of us were able to do our Patreon party.
Yes.
I love our people. I love them to death. Having them here just meant a lot. You know, I don't think too many podcasts do that. But like I said, we've already said this, but it's still one of those things that's sticking out in my head. I keep thinking of different moments that I got to spend with different people, this and that. And it was truly such a good time.
Yeah. It sure was. And we're going to have another one.
Yes. In a couple more weeks here, we'll have another one. Yeah.
And it'll be bigger and better because everybody who's a Patreon will be able to go, just top tier.
Yeah. We have lower tier people. The lower tier people.
Less cost.
We're all at the same level, but some pay more.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you can do what you can do, and I appreciate it. That's the biggest thing.
We totally appreciate y'all. Mm-hmm. And, Shannon Edwards, God bless her, we were sitting there talking. She goes, well, if you guys decide to go up to like a $30 tier, let me know. I'll join. And I'm like, well, that's why we brought you guys here.
So I asked her to give me $10 later under the table.
Why is there a pyramid at the door? It's a, it's just a little scheme.
Yeah, it's fine. We're at the top.
No, but I totally appreciate you guys all. And after the party and everything, I was down in the studio And Tammy Tai had given us a little figurine of a witch for Halloween. Mm-hmm. And I looked at that thing and I go, that's got to be it. That's got to be the traveling trophy.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
For Good Witch, Bad Witch. Yeah. So, yeah.
I hope
so,
Tammy loves that too, because it's amazing.
I think she got a kick out of it. Yeah. It's going different places.
By the way,
places.
Tammy, lounging mm-hmm. in Hawaii or whatever you were doing right at this second.
Yeah, God bless her.
What the hell are my pickles?
Oh, it's, yeah. Pickles. It's, that bitch. I got jars at the salon for you. Can I want my return.
But she's coming in tomorrow, so I'll. Oh. Yeah.
I want pickles.
We want pickles.
Lisa. Pickles, yes.
Would you like me to introduce the most amazing thing that happened to you and Daryl this week?
Well, just so that it doesn't look like I'm bragging.
Yeah, we're not braggers.
I just, you know, go ahead. Please take it away, ma'am.
Muffy, hold my hand while she tells our story.
People who have been our fans and listeners for many years, you know that we were the best comedy podcast, either Reader's Choice or Editor's Choice, in Westward for many years. So many years, maybe two or three or four. Best news podcast, et cetera, et cetera. So we're kind of used to glory, and we like staying at the top of the heap.
Mm-hmm.
We like celebrating our
gloating.
Wins. And when you're celebrating your wins, it cannot go unnoticed that Lisa and Daryl won Best Nail Salon in Arvada in the Best of the Best publication mm-hmm. that I received in the mail,
yeah.
along with thousands of other people. And there are other cities involved in there, too. There was Evergreen and
Fort Collins
and some other stuff there. Huh. It's a great publication. Check it out.
My phone is ringing off the hook.
That's right. But if you haven't seen the beautiful nail art and structure and design, it's a beautiful studio. They put so much time and work into it. But Lisa's talent is just so renowned, and I'm glad that you're finally getting accolades for it. So they had four places, platinum and what some other dumb
platinum,
metals.
Gold, silver, and bronze.
Yeah, and aluminum foil or whatever. Uh-huh. But Lisa was number one in Arvada, which is a sprawling metropolis.
Yeah.
It's a big suburb of Denver. And I just, you've been doing this for how long? 30 years?
37 years.
Yes.
Now.
And she got her props, and it kind of almost slid under the radar because we didn't even know that it was a
no.
A
I
contest.
Knew that I was nominated.
Yeah.
I it's funny because I was nominated by one of my clients, Amanda Willis, who I'd like to thank for nominating me. I don't even know how I ended up finding out. I think Shelly told me. That's right. Ding, ding, ding.
I like this.
Shelly's like, did you know you're in the Best of Arvada this net? And I was like, oh shit, wow. And so I looked it up. I put it on social media maybe twice. It wasn't that, you know, I wasn't like promoting it hugely. And, but I did find out that one of my, it's funny, I want to say that she's my friend, but I've actually never even met her, but she shares a suite with my hair girl, and her name is Kiko, and she won for Dapper and Dolls for Best Hair Salon.
Oh,
and so
cool.
I had seen that she won, so I was looking to, I was, so I asked Shelly Walter, which is another one of my clients, and she gets her hair done by Kiko. I was like, how did she find out that she won? And she's like, oh, well, I'll get the website. So she sent me the website. I looked it up. It says this website is no longer valid. I was like, what
oh,
the fuck?
Oh, man.
So I was like, I just kind of was like, whatever. I don't care. You know, it is what it is. If I won, they would have gotten a hold of me. Well, I guess it just wasn't time yet, because yesterday I got a call and they're like, since you won the Best of the Best number one nail salon in Arvada, we'd like to give you a plaque. Please call us back for this
so
number
awesome.
For the plaque. And I was like, wait, what? And stuff. And so then I actually just then Googled it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what are the results of the Best of the Best? And it just so happened that that day is the day that the magazine came out too. So Shelly had gotten the magazine. I Googled it. I saw it. I was like, wow, it is true. Yay. So it's, yeah,
incredible.
It is really, really nice to be recognized.
Yes.
It's with as many great nail salons as there are out there. And
quit being humble. Nobody is more deserving. You are such an ethical nail tech, and you use great products.
Thank you.
And you don't charge enough. And your nails are beautiful and so photo-worthy.
Our prices are going up now.
Yes. Well, now that you can put the prize on it. But I'm just so damn proud of you. And it really couldn't happen to a nicer gal.
Oh, thank you.
You have put in the work and the time and the money. And I love that, you know, Lisa does my nails too at a best friend discount, which is so kind. But
she takes me to lunch.
But
wait.
The deal is, so many people that are in a very specific industry for a long time, you burn out, right? Mm-hmm. And Lisa always keeps herself stimulated with new technology and techniques and advances, and she puts the money in to do what the people want or to show us new things. And it's just like, oh, we're doing Chrome now or Cat's Eye or this or that. And it's exciting. And I'm glad that you're not, hopefully not bored, at least not outwardly.
I think because I do so much nail art, it's not as boring. Although I do have to admit, I am a polishaholic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like my mom with fabric.
I just can't have enough. I need to really count, but I'm assuming I have 300 to 400 polishes, and I want this new polish line so bad, only because the bottles are cute, and I know that's ridiculous.
Is it a good product?
But you don't have a place to put it.
I bought 3 of them just to see if the product was any good, because I needed black and white anyways, sure. So I was like, let me try it, and then I bought a hot pink, and it is really good, and I want every freaking color, and I'm still, it's like, it makes me want to get rid of every other one and just have these because the bottles are so cute. But anyways, that I digress.
Well, congratulations. Yeah. It's nice. Amazing. Should people DM you on the Good Witch, Bad Witch podcast group page or just your personal page?
Just personally, if you guys, if you're friends with me or whatever, just write me and I can make you an appointment. Maybe. I don't know. Let's see if you can get in. and stuff. I would love to do that. And if you would just like to buy me a bottle of nail polish.
There you go.
It's called Beatles, not like the band, but like the bug. And they're actually, the Beatles has several different lines, but these ones are square.
Cute.
I'll put a picture of them on, and they're not actually really that expensive. So anybody could gift me as a congratulations.
Sure. What's your Venmo?
Nice.
Oh, or you, instead of just sending it to, because they have them on Amazon.
There you go.
So you could just send me them on Amazon. But, and this, I'm just totally kidding you guys when I say this.
No, actually you deserve.
Oh, this, well, thank you. So, but my is at Lyka Corey, LYKACORY. But no, you don't have to do that. Nice. I'd rather you just make an appointment so that I can spend time with you and I can do your nails.
Also,
so there's that. Yeah.
I just want to throw a little bit in there because I've been with Lisa. She was in the business for probably, 5 or 6 years before we met? Five years. And I used to be down there. I'd go down and work on the salon when we first started dating and stuff. This and that. But this woman would sit there, and she put the time in. And there's times she would sit there for 8 hours. I mean, when you're starting out a business, you don't have a big clientele.
Mm-hmm.
I learned so much from her that other people needed to learn. And she'd say, I go, you know, there'd be girls that come in and want a job. And they're like, okay, but you're going to have to try and work your business. This is back in the day when we still could fly our cars, everything.
Yeah.
You know, we were doing a lot of weird stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
She would be down there 8 to 9 hours and maybe, this is the beginning, guys, and just get a couple of people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she has put the dedication to make sure that this business is what it is. And I'm just going to be honest, I'm kind of pissed that it took this many years for her to get that kind of accolade that she got a, you know, this notice. But she's never given up. She's always stuck with it, gives the best hand jobs out of anybody. No.
On but, so many levels.
No, but just, I've never been so proud of my wife, you know, and when I seen that, I did kind of cry because I'm like, sometimes she beats herself up. She doesn't think she's good enough. And I was like, honey, this little bit of a validation shows you are good enough. Not only good enough, you've been good enough your whole career.
Oh, thank you. That
means a lot. Seriously.
Thank you. Thank you, both of you guys. You're my best friends, and I love you so much for saying that.
Okay, and like for those of you that can see the video, look how pretty my nails are. Yeah, she does everything.
Woo!
All the techniques. Shellac, palac, shellac.
I do Pilates.
She does Jackson Pollock paintings. Uh-huh.
We have goat aerobics.
Yes.
Aerobics.
Manny's, pedis, shellac, nail art. Nail art is the way to go. If you're going to go anywhere, go to
the best nail art.
There's a new technique now called the structured manicure. Shelly's been getting that. Mm-hmm. It's her natural nails, but there's just a little bit of help. It's a very, very thin gel that you
not
put
abrasive. abrasive.
Not abrasive. It.
Look at me over here. Right? How many years that's I've been right. around?
And I know. It soaks I know the off like shellac does, so it yes. doesn't. It doesn't bother you.
And it's strengthening.
Nails.
My nails have not been this long in a long time. Mm-hmm. My natural nails. And Lisa, every week or every 2 weeks, she's like, "Do you want me to shorten these a little bit? Because they're getting really long.
Uh-huh. They really
and they
are.
Feel really healthy.
Yeah.
So anyway,
they look beautiful.
Congratulations, Lisa. Yay. I'm so proud of you.
All righty.
So pleasure and pain. We're coming back with the me.
Middle entertainment and treats. Boop, boop. It's a fine line between pleasure and pain. You've done it once, you can do it again. Whatever you've done, don't try to explain. It's a fine line between pleasure and pain. Welcome back to our meet, you guys. We are talking about pleasure and pain this week. And we're going to start out with pain so that pleasure is the denouement, and we are going to talk about our 10 biggest pet peeves. I, you know how I am with my thing. I started at 10 being the least thing that's the pet peeve.
And oh, it's kind of like our top five
most,
back in the day.
Kind yeah. of, but yeah. you don't have to okay. do that. No, we, that's yeah, just the way that way we want. It.
Okay.
So I'll start with myself since I'm starting.
Sure.
And my number 10 pet peeve is leaving my appointment book at work. Because I have a bunch of people all day, every day, that either need to change their appointment, book an appointment.
Guilty.
Yeah. And if I either leave my book at home or my book at work when I don't have it with me, it's very hard to make an appointment, or I will forget once I do have the book. That being said, a lot of people have said, why don't you just do it electronically? Because I am old school. I like to look at it. I like to have it there. It's my way. Get off my ass. So anyways, that's my number 10.
I like, because it's none of my business and it's not my life, but I like that you leave it at work so you can leave it at work.
Well, well see, that's what I was going to say. This girl, once again, back to her award winning, she nonstop works.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she goes to bed about 10:30 sometimes. I'll go up there and she'll be, can you bring my book up? I'm clear in the basement. I'm downstairs in the living room area. She's clear in bed. I go, what do you know? She goes, oh, I just had somebody to ask me if I had an appointment or if they can get an appointment. I'm like, dude, shut off sometime.
Right.
Yeah. But nope. Okay. What do
and
you got?
That's Daryl's number 10.
She's taking it to the streets. Okay. So I guess I'll just go from my top down because I'm the opposite of you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But this is the one that's been most with me lately that I even put in the examples. So I went the day I found out I got the job at Babes. It's nice about the Subaru. Like I only need an oil change twice a year, mm-hmm. even as much as I drive. But I went there and they're like, hey, here's our 40-point checklist and they give us an arm and a leg and it's going to be so much money. And then I even had a coupon and I think I had to sell a kidney.
Mm-hmm.
And so they gave me that oil change. Here's your 40-point checklist, yada, yada, yada. You would think on the 40-point checklist is a windshield wiper fluid.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, 6 weeks ago?
Mm-hmm.
I have windshield wiper fluid at my house. I don't have time. I don't think about it till I get in my car. Mm-hmm. When I get in my car, I have to go to the thing. And the light's been on the whole fucking time. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, do your job.
Yeah.
And it's $2.03.
Is that through the Subaru or do you go to?
I go to the dealership.
The dealership, yeah. I've noticed that too. We've taken our Ford to the dealership and they kind of slack on that. And now we've gone to
Jiffy Lube.
Jiffy Lube. Our guy does it at Jiffy Lube. Jonah. And everything's always topped off.
Jiffy Lube is great.
Yeah, if you go to Jonah on McIntyre, you guys, and stuff. He's amazing.
Great.
And Tom, I sent you, and he'll give you a discount. But that being said, the other thing that's irritating about that is when they don't turn off your check oil light or when you need.
Yes, I hate that when they don't turn the computer back.
Yeah,
I see you twice a year. This is your only job.
Yeah.
That's incredible, though. You only need two oil changes.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Well,
I got to get a Subaru. I don't care what anybody says. They're beautiful cars. I like
them. It used to be, every 3,000 miles or something?
I think
mine is every 6.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Well, really we need one more. We put so many damn miles on our car because so we live so far away from where we work. Yeah. But like when you were working up in Lyons and stuff. Uh-huh. So yeah.
But no, that's... every day I see that little windshield wiper light and it's mocking me and I'm so angry.
Yeah.
And it's like 2 miles speaking from of, my work and I just can't still. Make the time
ours
to
is
go
on.
And yell at him.
You're right.
Ours is on, but I think it's my own
negligence.
Yeah.
It could be both of those.
Yeah. So we just need to fill it. And you know nice. How. So get it done.
I know. Okay. Yeah. Mine, I didn't even know this was a pet peeve just till the other day. We went on a walk, me and Lisa and Fiona. We got to the end of the top of our block, and it's all open space out there. And the damn prairie dogs have taken over these people's front yard.
Oh, wow.
It freaked me out. And I told Lisa, I go, wait, what? And she goes, look, they're in these people's front yard because it's open space. And they've dug holes there. And I'm like, what can be done about that?
And those people probably don't want to poison them. Or
no,
you don't
want to get Kathy Boucher to come help you. She's a prairie dog activist.
So as we went along our walk and everything, Lisa goes, well, they're going to make it way down to our – I'm like, there's too much in the way. They burrow. That's right. Why they're burrowing, because they can, because it's right there to the open space if you're at the end of the block. Otherwise, there's so much in between all these other yards. So we get to the other side, and same thing, you know, at these end yards. But the funny thing was, I told Lisa, I go, I would love to have one of these. You know, we have a corner lot.
Uh-huh.
I go, but I'd like to be at this end. She goes, no, look. And then when she showed me that, so kind of irritating. They're little destructive little suckers.
But they're the cutest
as hell. They really but they're are. Destructive.
Yeah. My number 9 is when my coffee's made wrong.
Ooh.
I go to McDonald's almost every morning on my way to work because on my app it's only $1. Mm-hmm. And I get 8 cream and 4 equal.
Yep.
And it's sometimes they don't put in the equal, sometimes they don't put in cream, sometimes it's just black. How hard is it? There's this. They've given it to me and because now I look to see what the color is and I can kind of tell by the color that if it's right or wrong. And if it's black, I'm like, this is black coffee. Can I please have 8 cream and 4 equal?
If it's black, take it back.
Yeah. And they say, coffee. No, they say the cream is at the bottom of the bag. And I say, I'm going through the drive-thru. I don't have time to open 6 creamers and drive at the same time.
Oh, so you're getting a sandwich as well. It's at the bottom of the bag.
No, they give me a bag.
Oh,
yeah,
kidding.
And it's like it's in there and stuff. And I'm like,
no, do your job. It yourself?
Well, no, see, most of the McDonald's have a thing.
Yeah, they do. It's like they even like have a thing where you push a button
like
with, how many equals.
Yeah,
really?
So it's like 4 equals, push the button and it comes out.
Yeah, you
couldn't
type
be
it
any easier.
Right. And it's like they're just like here and they give it to me and they're like, oh no, here's the bag because we forgot it and stuff. Here's your...
They hate you.
I know. So anyways, just make my coffee, right? My coffee's made wrong.
When you drive up and you're like, I want this, and this.
Uh-huh.
Does it show a display? And they said, does that look right?
If, yes.
And then they still fuck it up.
Well, yes. Yeah,
the drive-thru.
Because, like, I've gone through the drive-thru before where I'm like, I'd like 8 cream and 4 equal, and it says 8 cream and 4 sugar, or 8 cream and 4 Splenda. Uh-huh. I don't want that. I want equal and stuff. But if I do it through the drive-thru, I have to pay the regular price. You can only get the dollar through the app.
Oh.
So I actually put it in the app. It asks what you want different.
Right.
So it comes up on their little screen is saying
correctly
because I'm the one who did it myself. Anyways,
and they still give you something else.
Yes, pet peeve.
That
the
is
other
a good
day,
one.
The guy handed me an orange juice.
Oh,
which is not coffee at all. I said, not mine.
Well, at least it wasn't black.
It was orange.
If they give you a black orange juice,
that
you
would
take
be
that
really
shit
gross.
Back.
But it was funny because he gave me a weird. I go, not mine, and he gave me a really crazy look, like.
What's
really?
You?
And I'm like, no, I know that I ordered coffee, not orange juice.
Okay.
And he's like, okay. So anyways, keep going.
Now I'm getting to be a tea, not an expert, but I'm nowhere. Coffee experts out there.
Yeah.
Get me something so good that I want to drink it black. You know, because I make mine like a candy cane or like a candy bar like with cream and sugar or liquid cream or whatever. If somebody out there has a coffee so good that I'll enjoy it straight up, let me know.
I'll
try it.
I've never had. I've always been black.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. Why don't you go black? My parents were black coffee drinkers and stuff too. It would be cheaper. It would be easier. It'd be all the things. But yuck.
I heard Kona coffee is really good, but I also, again, it's really strong and I don't like. Okay. Right. Anyways, we can go on. You're number nine.
I am?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I hate this when coworkers or roommates, whoever you're dealing with, they empty something, let's say a thing of cookies or a ream of paper or whatever, and then they leave the wrapper there and don't throw it away.
Yeah. Oh,
it's the dumbest thing in the whole world. I'm like, it's just taking up space. It actually is more work for everybody for you to do this lazy thing. Mm-hmm. And then it looks bad. And why'd you do it?
Yeah.
Why'd you do lazy. It? I don't like
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm.
Daryl? Next.
This one is like really, really one of my biggest ones right now. Order pullers at the store.
Oh.
The ones at Walmart or at King Supers, they're always in your freaking way.
Oh, the people that do delivery and stuff?
Yeah.
Pulling orders
they're
for other
pulling
people.
Orders, this and that.
Yeah, for what is it called? Instacart.
Yeah, I can see that.
Oh, God, they drive me crazy. And the other day I was at Walmart and the guy was there and I go, can you move up just a little bit? He had his earbuds in. So
they're
didn't
very
hear
entitled.
So I had to tap him on the shoulder, and then he looked at me like I was, and I go, can you move up a little bit? I need to get to this area. He goes, give me a minute.
Dun, dun, dun.
That ties into a universal one for all of us, probably, a lack of self-awareness.
Yeah.
It's like there's other people. We all need to shop. Yeah. We all have a timeline.
Well, and then I have the ones that are parked right in the middle of the aisle. I was talking to my son-in-law about this the other day, and they do it at King Super. They'll park right in the aisle. And I'm like, so I can't go any further, so I have to do a U-turn, go back around, and come because I want something on the other side of them. And they just stand there. And he goes, well, it's become important to them to get these done because they got to get it down out. And I'm like, but my shopping's not important either.
Right, and my time's not important.
Not today, bitch.
Yeah, that's my my number.
That's a good one.
My number eight is people who sweat the small things.
Yes.
Just stuff that, like, in the grand scheme of things, don't really freaking matter.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff, it's like, really, really think about what you're going to get mad about before you get mad about it. And stuff, because it could be so much worse. Your life is easy. Knock it off. Okay. And I think that we're all, you know, a little bit here and there. That's something that, except Shelley, she's pretty happy and whatever.
Chill.
She is, but you know, if something, you spill something on the floor, it's not the end of the freaking world.
Right.
Stop it.
And relax.
Yeah. So there you go. That's mine.
High five.
High five to a nutritious lunch.
My whatever it is consumption for consumption's sake. Like when people take free shit that they don't need.
Yeah.
So, and God bless her. I have 8 million things nice to say about my mom.
Yeah.
But every time we went to the hospital, and it was a lot, it was 2 to 3 days a week for months. And she would grab a mask or hand sanitizer every single time because it was offered to her.
Yes.
You know, and it's just like, I don't know how many masks I've been out of that house or how many hand sanitizers. I'm like, I get it. You're clean. You're safe. And her life depended on it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
She couldn't afford to get a cold, but I'm like, you have one in your hand or you have one on your face or you have one, whatever. And so I'm not mad at my mom for that because I couldn't get mad at cagers for anything. But people that just grab free shit just because it's free, even if they don't need it.
Yeah.
And don't save it for other people. It seems a little weird to me.
I think that's something that you get, you do more. The older you get, you don't do it as much.
Yeah.
Because I used to, like, if you went like to a festival or something, they're giving away buttons or
swag
and this and that.
Yeah.
I used to be the one who would just take it and then it would be in a bag in my closet and never used and stuff. But So I think that's a younger person thing. As you get older, you don't want as much shit.
Right.
Guilty as like charged.
Yes.
Daryl loves koozies.
I love koozies.
Koozies are great. And you actually use them.
Yeah.
But like people our parents' age, you have the other end of the pendulum or spectrum where it's like they didn't have anything.
Yeah, exactly.
So they're just like, well, I don't know when I'm going to need this.
Yeah.
Never. But
you know, that's funny. That's like my grandma was. I mean, she was like, I grew up at a time, and if somebody's giving something free, and they kind
of
hoarded a little bit.
Yeah. The expiration age in their freezer. Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
It's up there.
Mine are a lot of store stuff.
Yeah.
But,
he goes to the store a lot.
My King Supers out here, just in general, is my biggest pet peeve.
It's either
loaded up or it's so, like, you know, but okay, we've been out here 5 years. And I have to still teach people how to get in line.
It sounds like a crazy layout. We've talked about this, Gamekeepers, many times on the show. It sounds really inefficient.
But yeah, to do the self-checkout, it usually you go down the chip aisle, and everybody lines up there for the first section of checkout or the next checkout. There's still people that will walk right past everybody that's in line and get
to the
you have to tell people, hey, there's a line, and they're like, but I've only got one thing. They're like, doesn't matter. I've got 12, and I'm still ahead of you.
Right.
So get in the back of the line.
Right.
Well, can I go? You know, some people are nice, like, okay, let them go, you know, whatever. But no, but there's other people that will just go up and stand there, and you tell them, and they act like they can't hear you.
It's bad city planning. It's bad behaviors and stuff too. But that's your only grocery store, and they laid it out poorly.
Yeah,
and it would make me angry too. I wouldn't ignore you. I would get behind you.
But yeah,
yeah. I'm mad too now.
Yeah, yeah. I'll shake my fist. Yeah. Number 7 goes without saying, and we don't have to expand on it. Mosquitoes.
Oh, obviously. God, poor Lita. Yeah.
Those little fuckers.
She is the tastiest. So delicious.
You're a creme brulee.
Oh, I'm the creme brulee of blood.
Speaking of. Can I say something embarrassing?
What?
So I took Fiona to get groomed the other day.
Uh-huh.
Speaking of tasty, and
oh,
me,
good God.
Me, my idiot mouth. Well, Sarah, that's our dog groomer. We used to date way back in the day, and this dog kept trying to bite her. You know, she goes, "This dog just wants to taste me." I go, "Well, you are tasty." I left her. I must have been beet red. I got to the car.
He's like, what did I say?
What did you say?
I'm sitting in the car, and I'm like, what the hell? So when I went back, I didn't even want to go back in to get
Fiona. Oh, my God. That is such a Jim Majors thing.
Yeah.
So I go back in, and she's standing there. She goes, I felt bad. She goes, I should have introduced you to my son, Sebastian. I mean, we've known each other all these years. I've seen pictures of him when he was a kid, but I never met him as an adult type thing. I go, God, I hope he didn't hear what I said to you. And she goes, what did you say to me? I go, oh, God. She goes, oh, about me being tasty? And I'm like, oh, God, Sarah. I go, I am so embarrassed by that.
Is your son as tasty as you are?
I was like, I am so embarrassed by that comment. But yeah, okay. So that
he
I just.
The lotion.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Yeah, 7.
7. Okay, go, Charles.
Me?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because he did on your thing.
Uh-huh.
This kind of goes with grocery stores also. I hate it when people panic buy. It's like, oh, we're going to get 3 inches of snow tomorrow. They take out all the toilet paper. They did it with COVID.
Mm-hmm. No.
They take out all the food, all your iced tea, and then people are bitchy about it.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, for fuck's sake, can we all just...
Calm down.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's Colorado. Yeah. You might not even have to shovel.
True.
Just get over it.
Yeah, by noon,
why'd you
it's going to be
generators?
Done.
Right. Daryl.
Oh, goodness. That's so funny. If it looks like weather's coming out, I'll go, we better get some eggs and milk.
He always says that, and we don't eat that much eggs, and we never
eggs
drink
or milk. But I don't know where that old timey me comes out. Yeah. I'm like, wow, that's so funny. Eggs or milk.
We're all gonna die from a lack of protein and calcium.
Oh, this one here gets me. Okay, guys, and it's even people that still they have Colorado plates and everything. When you're approaching the on ramp to the highway, the reason why they're so long is to gain your speed so you can get to the same speed by the time you are merging so you can flow into traffic.
Learn how to merge.
Yes.
I hate non-mergers.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yes.
Bravo.
Bravo.
Thank you. Thank you.
My number 6 is people who don't respect boundaries. I know that sounds really stupid as far as we all know that. This is specific.
Very
this
specific.
This is specific. People, like, let's say you're at a wedding bar, where everybody is, you know, having a good time, that's fine. I hate the woo-woo girls who will grab you and be like, let's dance.
And
I'm not a fucking dancer. I don't want to dance. I've told you I don't want to dance. I also hate people who like want to make you sing karaoke when you're not a singer or sing a song that you're not good at or whatever. Respect my dancing and singing boundaries and leave me alone and get the fuck away from me.
High five.
Yeah. Step up.
Yeah.
Come
on. Nope, that's great. I agree with you. And I also am peeved by people who need a fucking medal for doing the most minimal thing. It's just like, well, I showed up to work. Okay, welcome to America.
Right.
I mean, just do your fucking job. And I think all of mine are about doing my job. All of Daryl's are about King's or driving.
They might
are
people.
That's driving, so funny. We can all go on.
It's going to be
but
great.
He was just like, look at me. And so, Brian, never mind. We went and just, we needed a part for a grill to make something for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
I swear to God, we went to 17 different hardware stores, talked to 17 different people. We didn't eat anything all day until like 7 o'clock that night because we had to buy a new grill. And there were these kids that were like, and you see them in the service industry all the time, but they're everywhere. It's just like, hey man, I wish I could help you, but I just came back from a fish festival. I was in the mountains. I camped so hard. I can't get on a ladder.
Let me ride on the coattails of that.
Please.
Something that bothers me is, and I think I said this in the last pet peeve one, but same with when people complain to you about their job at their job.
Yes.
Yeah.
Where it's like, like you're in the line of the checkout and they're like, I haven't even got a break today. And it's like, I have cancer. Like, I don't know, but I don't care about you.
She did pull that one time. We had this gal that was complaining about something. And it was during the time that Colleen was just about to pass. Mm-hmm. And she goes, I'm sorry you're having a fucking bad day, but my friend's about to die of cancer.
Yes. My dog pooped in their yard and I was picking it up and she came out and screamed at me and stuff. But yeah, it's just like, again, don't sweat the small stuff. Calm your ass down. Do your job and don't tell me about how much you hate your job or fucking quit.
Exactly.
I said the F word a lot and I really apologize.
There's plenty of things to do out there. Go do something else.
Yeah, seriously.
Find your niche. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, my pet peeve is when Lisa curses.
I'm cursing a lot.
Patty's
I'm
you
passionate.
Know what your reward is at your job?
Yeah.
They pay you.
True.
Okay?
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
Seriously.
Lisa should just have a sign, sit down, shut up, and I'll do your nails.
Yeah. That's right.
I don't want to
get your checkbook out. That's going to be our new logo.
Okay.
Get your checkbook
out. We all jumped in on mine. I think it's your turn.
Thank you. Once again, mine's I hate picked over stores.
Yes.
I'm such a bitch.
Stock up. That's so funny.
That's how hard is your job, King Supers?
Yes.
No. Okay, so we were so excited, and this is going to sound funny. We got a dollar store out here. Folks, where we live, we don't have diddly squat. Well, we got a few things, but we got this dollar store. Within a week or so, week or two, it was a dollar store.
Yeah.
It was beautiful when it was first, but I hate when I go and I'm like, well, where is it? And there's shit laying all over the floor, Why does this happen?
Take some pride.
Yeah.
Whoever you are, take some pride.
Seriously.
But,
if you're going to do it right. I had to be a dishwasher before, and I was the best dishwasher
that's
there ever
was. I used to be a pizza cutter.
I would eat all those dishes. Oh, I guess that's the point.
Yeah. My number five is going to dinner with someone who is not eating. That is irritating.
Why did
when
you
does that
come?
Ever happen?
It happens quite often.
Why would they come?
Just don't come.
Don't come.
It's like, you're going to sit there and just drink and watch me eat. Don't watch me eat. Either eat or don't come with me and stuff. I am so, that irritates the holy hell out of me.
She has a second life, guys. Yeah. I don't know about.
Some people don't like you to watch when they eat.
Yeah, I don't like people to watch me when I eat at all.
No, that was a great one. We could go into a million different restaurant things, but we're going to run out of time.
Yeah,
there's some people I just won't go out to eat with, and I love them in every other aspect of their life.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, nope, you're an asshole. Sorry.
Yeah.
Smug. I hate a smugger. I hate judgy people.
Yeah.
It's just like, don't act all smug. You're not better than me.
Yeah.
Right.
Hey. Unless you don't have
a ball grabber?
No.
An octopus?
No, we just talked about it on the last podcast.
Magic 8-Ball?
No, sprinkler system.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't
those people are better than us.
I am above.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I am at the top of the watering people. Yeah.
Don't be smug.
Yeah.
Here
I am. Mine, this really bugs me. Okay, so one of the biggest, I guess, attractions when we moved out here was because we did live in a trailer park before, was we have an HOA out here.
Mm-hmm.
The HOA, you know, you figure it's going to be a nice area, this and that. But I just don't like people that can't follow simple rules.
Mm-hmm.
You're not supposed to hang your clothes outside.
Right.
You're not supposed to park your car a certain direction. This and that. I just see it every day, and it drives me crazy.
Well, if you're not going to follow the rules, then the HOA needs to be gone. Well,
and you're not supposed to do an Airbnb out here. And I mean, everywhere I look, I'm like, you know, and so we got written up for having expired license plate one time.
On our car,
on our own driveway.
And you guys are paying to be persecuted.
Yes. And so I'm like, what the hell? Yeah. I try and do my best. You know, it's so funny. I'm like, I used to be a young rebel, but now, you know, I try and follow the rules, and that. And I see everybody, you know, breaking them, this and that, you know, and I'm like.
Just follow the rules.
I had more respect for our people in the trailer park.
Well, there's not, because there was no rules. No, just kidding.
HOAs are a bitch, for sure.
Yeah. My number four is people who think my style is weird and stuff and will say it. Like, I like skulls. That's weird. I like labubus. Those are weird. They're scary. I like bats. That's Satan. You know, same as we were talking about Ozzy and stuff. That's weird. You know what? I don't push it on you.
Yeah.
I don't. If that's my style and that's things that I want, why would you even tell me that? Go on with your life. I don't think that your freaking pink bow in your hair is weird. Yes, I do. But I don't say it.
That's right, Little House on the Prairie.
Yeah. So there. Peeve.
Yes, that's a good peeve.
Okay.
Yeah, keep it to yourself.
Right.
That goes with the smug and judgy, I think, too.
I think so, too.
Yeah, it's just like, my style's my style.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm running out.
Yeah.
But we talked about toilet paper again, and I still have more to add. I don't care if you're a hangover the front or a hangover the back of the toilet paper.
The party is going to be where it's going
to
be.
Exactly. And if it's a big deal to you, I don't care about that either. Mm-hmm. What I do care about is when you go to a public place or even someone's house and they run out. I'm looking at you, Manwich. Oh. I'm just kidding. No, his got stolen. I'm like,
people steal for me.
No, his got stolen. I'm just kidding.
I'm always stocked up.
I'm totally kidding. But yeah, so I've been buying 4-packs instead of 12-packs. And my brother Mike was like, he has 7 kids.
Yeah.
By the way, he's like, I'm just used to a house having a lot more toilet paper lying around. And I'm like, I've got a backup. What else do you need? Yeah. Exactly.
I gave up TPing, dude.
Right.
Yes, but don't run out of toilet paper, anybody.
Yes.
And I was just teasing, Daryl. I know yours got stolen.
I got to give a shout out to Rose. Thank you for that role.
She is great.
This one here drives me freaking up a wall. Seems how we now have a Ring doorbell, this and that. I have people that can see that I have a no soliciting sign on my door, or I have people that don't give two shits, you know. And I liked your dad's sign at your door, you know, don't knock, this and that, win a dog or whatever.
Right,
you know?
Unless you're selling Thin Mints, go away.
Yeah. But I mean, it happens out here quite a bit. We either have people, roofers, painters, this and that. I like the fact now that when somebody comes up and knocks on my door, I can go, can I help you, through my app and everything. And they'll be like, hey, so I'd like to talk to you. I'm like, yeah, I'd like to talk to you about the no soliciting sign you're looking at right now. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I'm not soliciting anything. No, you are.
Yeah.
You're trying to get me to come talk to you. I go, you realize in Commerce City, they have a no soliciting law. You're not supposed to solicit income. And I go, and this is Commerce City. Just because it says reunion, I go, it's Commerce City, dude. Right, don't fool That's yourself.
And get off my lawn.
Yeah.
Get off my lawn.
And so as of late, there's been people that finally, they'll get to about the third step up on our walkway, and they'll see it, and they'll walk away.
Good.
And I'm like, that's cool.
Yeah.
Well, the other day, there was a kid on one of those Segways.
Yeah.
And he was zipping around. Well, I was standing at the door, and he comes zipping up, and I waved to him and shut the door.
Nope.
That's funny.
But I hate that. No soliciting. Yeah. Come on, guys.
Yeah. You know? We're getting into the meaty gritty of the pet peeves here. This one is a big one. When someone does not acknowledge Fiona.
Oh.
That it's if what? They, yes, like they come into my house or to my business and just don't, like, she is the.
When has that ever happened?
It has. She is the sweet. Most people do or whatever. And I get that some people are not dog people. I get that, but at least say hi. She is the nicest dog in the world. And she is very sweet.
Props, yeah.
And she needs her props. You must acknowledge Fiona.
Agreed.
Yes.
Up top.
Uh-huh.
If you can guess what my last one is, I'll give you $1. On the spot, I have it on my person. I am that wealthy now with all my jobs.
When you come to our house and somebody's drink all your seltzers.
That is irritating.
Yeah.
But it's only happened once, I think. No, my number one pet peeve of all times ever was ingrained in me through Kay Majors, my mother. Uh-huh. But when people don't pick up their feet when they walk.
It's, I hate that.
It's yeah, so I don't like lazy. And I my Vulcan ears are just attuned to it. Mm-hmm. I can hear it from a mile away. And I have to look to see who that lazy fuck is that can't even pick up their own feet to walk.
Right.
And I complained about this on Christina Ortiz's Facebook page once. She was asking about pet peeves. Mm-hmm. And she's like, you don't know other people's struggles and they could have a physical disability or something. And I'm like, agreed. I will give that some grace. Mm-hmm. That's why I have to look to see if it's just some lazy ass or somebody that perhaps has something else going on.
Yes.
But the sound just sounds to me like we've all given up. It's the apocalypse. Mm-hmm. The zombies are coming. Uh-huh. We can't even pick up our feet to walk. What next? Uh-huh. What next, I ask you?
That's awesome.
Thank you.
Wow.
Do you have any more?
I got one. Yeah. Like I said, we knew that this was going to happen. Spark it and everything. How many fucking service dogs can you have? I mean, there's people that have dogs that you know that it's not even a service dog, you know, and they're cruising through the store. I'm like, that's cool. You know, but there are people that actually have to have their dog. Mm-hmm. Let's make.
Well, anybody can put a jacket on a dog.
Exactly. Yeah. Dog now. Yeah. And I'm like, you know, Amazon. It seems like. I mean, I'm a big fan. I love dogs. You know that. But it seems like they can just go anywhere now because we'll put a little sweater on it. And it'll
exactly. Well, over here, Linus is wearing a tie, freshly groomed, and he's licking his balls.
And look at him go.
He's servicing himself.
That's right.
Yes. Servicing himself.
If I get a little service dog thing for Fiona, maybe people will acknowledge her.
Maybe
there
so.
You go. They'll be like,
it's
what's
all related.
They're like, oh, what's your problem, Downey?
Right? So I have two left.
Oh,
one is not being texted back in the proper amount of time or at all.
Sure. I got one against my wife.
Oh, you can't think of more after you're done.
I can too.
And number one of all of the things is overstating the obvious.
Ooh.
I like just
be more specific.
Yes. Yeah, no, it's like I was telling Shelley that, you know, like for 3 months, people were like, what's your new salon going to look like? What? And I was like, it's a lot smaller that, you know, it's bright, it's pretty and stuff, but it's a lot smaller. And the first thing almost everybody who has walked in has said is, oh my God, it is a lot smaller.
I know!
I told you that 3 months ago. I don't know why stuff like that drives me crazy.
Because it's also lazy. It's lazy, lazy speech. Mm-hmm. Or not being thoughtful of you and then, oh, I bet Lisa hears this 20 times a day.
Right.
Yeah. You know,
it's just. You know what else? I just thought of it. I'm sorry. You can't think of another one because I just thought of another one. People, this is a nail one, when they put their hands out and they tell me they broke a nail. No shit, Sherlock.
Oh, God.
I know. I can see that. I see that you don't have a nail on your finger. Do you? I've been doing this for 37 years. Oh, by the way, I broke a nail. Really? Okay. Well, you know what? Then I can't do it. Please leave.
Right. I figured it out because of that thing where I have eyes.
Yeah.
Careful there, Badwitch. They might revoke that prize from your bitterness.
I mean, like, I get it.
She fired up.
If one of your nails is like, no, it doesn't matter. I'll know if it's broken.
Right.
Yes. Because I was going to say if it's like split and then I don't see it.
Right.
And stuff. Like when I'm done, I always tell people that. I'm like, when I'm done, you can criticize me all up and down and tell me what I've done wrong. But I'm not done yet. So let me go ahead and fix that nail first before you tell me it's broken because I don't need to know that because I can see with my eyes.
That's right.
So, okay.
God bless the USA.
Daryl's biggest pet peeve is I don't turn my phone ringer on. There you go.
I could be dead in a ditch calling her. Wait, if I was dead in a ditch, I wouldn't be calling her.
Nope.
My pet peeve is when dead people use their phones. I don't like it.
You're dead. You are dead. Quit calling
people. Lay back in that ditch.
That's right. What's up, ghost phone? I don't care for it.
Yeah. He gets... The thing is that I usually have my phone in my hand, so it's not that big of a deal.
Sure.
But for the certain times that I've walked away from my phone and he has called and stuff, he gets very, very, very irritated with me. Not all the time. Where? What is your secret life you're living? Just kidding. Okay,
should we take a break? I think we should take a break.
Yeah,
yeah, and then
we'll come back to our pleasures.
Yes. It'll be our simple pleasures.
We're going to have the guys from Pleasures on the show.
It's Pleasures.
The adult bookstore?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys, thank you for listening to that little snippet of that song. We took a break, and in that break, we decided that this episode was going really, really long. So we're going to come back next week, and that'll make you listen to another episode, with our Simple Pleasures, which will be part two of Pleasure and Pain. So thank you for listening to this episode. We again want you to join Patreon for our ad-free episodes and for all the special content that we have.
Very nice.
And
yes,
it is my pet peeve when I say, stay classy, San Diego.
Oh, that's so peevy.
I like it.
Yeah. So instead, a simple pleasure would be to say, stay witchy, my friends.
And then I will not say, stay anything else but bitchy.